Rehearsing conversationality is today's topic with me, Peter Stewart, on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. And that is the name of the whole series. Been going since January 1st, 2021. It hasn't been going that long. Only 2021. But heck, it is 506 episodes in a row. Consecutive episodes. I don't leave out weekends. I do them as well. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWETERSTEWART. Rehearsing reading out loud makes you a better communicator. It's a skill that's got to be learnt and practised, so it sounds as though you're speaking off the top of your head, off the cuff, ad-libbing, conversational, natural, authentic. Another killer of the conversational read is being in the performance zone. If you feel as though you're acting the part of a voiceover artist or a newsreader, that should be a sign to rethink your attitude. And the clues for you being in the performance zone rather than the conversational zone, things like speaking louder than normal. Now, of course, you want to have energy behind what you're reading, but lots of times just a bit of a smile, just moving your body a bit, can add to that energy without projecting too much. Over-pausing can ruin a conversational read. We've spoken about pausing several times. Don't overdo it. Don't overdo any of these things, these keys to conversationality I've been talking about. As I've said several times, it's a little bit here and a little bit there, almost imperceptible sometimes, and varying things and swapping them round, which will make you sound a bit more conversational. Swapping them round. See what I did there with my voice? How often do I do that with my voice? Not very often. I did it then to sound much more conversational. Yeah, that little twist on the word round. Too much drama, too much enunciation, too much inflection will also show that you're play acting. A conversational read shouldn't be too in your face. You don't want too many peaks and valleys, as that's when you lose that believability. You lose the vulnerability. And being over stiff and stuffy, it's okay to move your body. It really, really helps, as long as your microphone doesn't pick up the sounds of you moving. Let me tell you a little story to finish with. I remember when I moved from the fast and loose but great fun sound of commercial radio in the BBC. And I worked for a Loud and Larry national sports station. And before that, I worked for a Loud and Larry commercial radio station in Essex, which was a kind of county at that time was known for being loud and Larry. Yeah. And be in your face and reveled in it to a large extent. And that was the sound of the station. We kind of replicated that. And that was my style reading the news as well. And then I joined the BBC, which, as you might know or think you know, can tend to be a little bit stuffier. And so it was that when I joined the BBC and read my first news bulletin, I knew I couldn't be loud and Larry. All right? But I also knew that I wanted to tell people what was going on in my news bulletin. I didn't want to read the news. I didn't want to be a news reader. I wanted to essentially have one arm on the desk and say, hey, you know, this story I thought was quite interesting and you might like this. That's the kind of attitude I wanted to have. So I went into the news booth and I put the fader up and the jingle finished and I told people what was going on for 3 minutes. And after about a minute or so, I saw a little bit of movement out the corner of my eye, and while a clip of an interviewee was playing, I glanced up and there was the news editor at the radio station hovering outside the door. I could see him through the window. I didn't know what it was. What's the problem? Is he coming in with a bit of breaking news or something like that? But he didn't come in and I thought, well, presumably I haven't done anything wrong. He hasn't stormed in and taken me off air. Presumably I'm still going out. I don't know what the problem is. Anyway, put it out of my mind so as not to distract myself from reading the news. Sorry, selling people what was going on that they might find of interest. And at the end of the news, in he came. And he said, what went wrong? I said, sorry? He said, what happened? I said, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Did we not go out on air? Did I press the wrong button? Has something gone wrong? He said, no. Did you forget your scripts? And I said, no, here are my scripts. And he said, oh, it sounded as though you were ad-libbing the news. And I said, oh, right, oh, thanks very much. Yeah, that's what I do. I was just telling people the news. Thank you. And he said, no, not thank you. I want you to be a newsreader. I want you to read the news. Don't bring any of your commercial radio ways here. My little story from my first day at the BBC. Tomorrow, episode 507 on Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice. And stop, not in the name of love, but stop thinking what you're doing as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.